It's just common sense, you know, to follow that sort of protocol. So what I would ask you to do is to the word for venerate, proskynesis, means to bow toward or to kiss toward. So I'm going to ask you to bow toward and don't kiss on. Okay. So it, you know, it's habitual. It's hard to break. I've already tried to do it a few times and barely made it. It's not the end of the world if you do kiss something. Don't worry about it. Don't beat anyone up if they do. You know, it's not that way. But, you know, when you venerate an icon, just bow. And same thing with the chalice. Russian tradition is you kiss the chalice after you receive communion. We'll go with the Byzantine system for a little while. So you won't kiss the chalice for a while. Also, if you receive a blessing, you know, don't kiss. If you venerate the cross, just bow, that sort of thing. So essentially no kissing pretty much of anything. Tonight we'll have the forgiveness service, and same thing there. It will be, sadly, a non-touching forgiveness service, just bow in words. And hopefully we'll get through this before too long. If you have symptoms of any kind of illness, our standard parish policy is stay home until you're well. You know, we always have vulnerable people here, people who are on chemotherapy or any number of things, and what would be a flu to one person could be pneumonia to another. And so we just need to be really careful about this during this time. I don't know how long it will last. We'll watch. So if you would just observe that during this time, I would really appreciate it. And again, if you see someone kiss an icon, don't go beat them up, please. Okay? Oh, the end of the world. No, not the end of the world. It's okay. Because it will take some getting used to. I think that, Serafima, have I missed anything that I should say?
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands constantly. Anything else? You recommend? What's that?
When you wash your hands, two happy birthdays.
Two happy birthdays?
Sing.
Oh.
Sing.
Oh, you sing happy birthday twice while you wash your hands. Warm water. Is that it? Okay. All right. All right. This is going downhill. All right. Oh, Heavenly King, the Comforter and Spirit of Truth, who art everywhere present and fill us all things, treasure of blessings and giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us all in purity and save our souls, O good one. Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill among men. Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill among men. O Lord, thou shalt my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise.
It is time for the Lord to act. Bless, Master.
Blessed is our God, always now and ever, and to ages of ages.
Pray for me, Master.
May the Lord direct your steps.
Remember me, Holy Master.
May the Lord God remember you in his kingdom, always now and ever, and to ages of ages.
Amen.
Amen. Lord bless you to death. You're good.
Bless, Master.
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above, and for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the holy
Lord,
churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord. For our Metropolitan Tikhon, and for our Archbishop Benjamin, for the honorable priesthood, the diaconate in Christ, for all the clergy and people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this country, its president, for all civil authorities, for the armed forces everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city, every city and countryside, and for the faithful dwelling in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
seasonable weather, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by land, sea, and air, for the sick and the suffering, for captives, and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
For unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Blessed art thou, O Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within. His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, long-suffering and of great goodness. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Blessed art thou, O Lord.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
God, save thy people, bless them, inherit and preserve the fullness of thy church, sanctify those who love the beauty of thy house,
help
glorify
us, save us, have
and
mercy
on
us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our
God. Lord, thine is the majesty, and thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory, of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever to the ages of ages.
Amen. Gave him a challenge,
Father. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Fulfill my word, the petitions of thy servants. This may be expedient for thee, granting this world the knowledge of the truth, the world to come, life everlasting.
Put not your trust in parentes and sons of men, in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to his earth. On that very day his plans perish. The salvation is will to be incarnate of the holy Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, who without change is become man and was crucified. O Christ our God, trampling down death by death, who art one of the Holy Trinity, glorified with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Say
again and again. again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
For thou art a good God, and lovest mankind, and unto thee do we send up glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Service of thy glory. Grant that with her entrance there may be an entrance of holy angels serving with us and glorifying thy goodness, for unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.
Blessed be the holy entrance.
Blessed is the entrance of the holy ones, always, now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.
Whereby we have been refashioned and have thereby also been saved to cry out, remember us also in thy kingdom.
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven.
O ye faithful, let us entreat him who hath risen from the dead,
made us captive the dominion of Hades, and was seen by the myrrh-bearing women, and said to them, Rejoice that he deliver from corruption the souls of us who ever cry out to him with the voice of the noble thief. Remember us also in thy kingdom.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
O ye faithful, let us all pray that with one mind we may worthily glorify the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the unity of the Trinity in three hypostases, unmingled, abiding, simple, indivisible, and unapproachable, for thereby we have been delivered from fiery torment.
Now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
O Christ, most merciful Master, thy mother who gave birth unto thee in the flesh without seed, the true Virgin, who remained incorrupt even after giving birth, who we set before thee to make the supplication, grant forgiveness of transgressions unto those who ever cry out to thee, remember us also in thy kingdom.
Wisdom arise, let us attend.
Oh, let us worship and fall down before Christ, O Son of God, who is risen from the dead. Save us who sing to thee. Alleluia. Alleluia.
And the saints who are hymned by the seraphim, the thrice holy, crying, glorified by the cherubim, who art worshipped by every heavenly power, who of nothing has brought all things into being, has created man after thine image and likeness, has adorned him with every gift, who giveth him to us wisdom and understanding, who does not reject the sinner, but instead has appointed repentance unto salvation, who has vouchsafed to us, thy humble and unworthy servants, even this hour, to stand before the glory of the holy altar, to offer worship and praise which are due unto thee. Do thou thyself, O Master, accept even from the mouths of a sinner so thrice holy him and visit us in thy goodness. Forgive us every transgression, both voluntary and involuntary. Sanctify our souls and bodies, and allow us to serve thee and holiness all the days of our life. Through the intercessions of the holy Theotokos and all the saints who, through the beginning of the world, have been well pleasing unto thee.
The Son of God becomes the Son of a Virgin. And Gabriel announces grace. So with him let us also cry to the Mother of God. Rejoice, thou who art full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Master, teacher of wisdom,
get an angel on the speed it up. Do when you go out.
Who teaches the thoughtless and protects the poor, strengthen and enlighten my heart. O word of the Father, let me not restrain my mouth from crying to thee. Have mercy on me.
Servants offer these songs of victory and thanksgiving. For thou, O Mother of God, hast delivered us from death.
Never pitches this high.
Thou hast invincible.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have
mercy. For holy art thou, our God, unto thee do we send up glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever.
O Lord, save the pious. And hear us. And unto ages of ages.
Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Blessed, Master, the high place.
Blessed art thou upon the throne of the glory of thy kingdom. Thou sittest upon the cherubim, always, now, and ever, and to ages of ages. Peace be unto all.
Wisdom.
Attend.
Brethren, now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in debauchery and wantonness, not in strife and envy. Rather, let us clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and in fulfilling the needs of the flesh. Transform them not into lust. Receive him that is weak in the faith, not disputing over opinions. For one believes he may eat all things, but another who is weak eats only herbs. Let not him that eats despise him that eats not, and let not him that eats not pass judgment on him that eats. For God hath received him. Who art thou to judge a living servant? It is before his own master that he stands or he falls. Yea, he shall be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand.
Peace be unto the reader.
Wisdom.
Hallelujah, and six corn, hallelujah, and
Illumine our hearts, O Master, who lovest mankind with the pure light of thy divine knowledge. Open the eyes of our mind to the understanding of thy gospel teachings. Implant also in us the fear of thy blessed commandments, that trampling down all carnal desires, we may enter upon a spiritual manner of living, both thinking and doing such things as are well-pleasing unto thee. For thou art the illumination of our souls and bodies, O Christ our God, unto thee do we send up glory, together with thy Father, who is without beginning, thine all-holy good and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Bless, Master, him who proclaims the good tidings of the holy apostle and evangelist Matthew.
May God, through the prayers of the holy, glorious, all laudable apostle and evangelist Matthew, enable thee to proclaim the glad tidings with great power to the fulfillment of the gospel of his beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Wisdom, let us attend. Let us hear the holy gospel.
Peace be unto all.
And to thy spirit.
Reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to thee, O Lord. Glory to thee.
Let us be attentive.
The Lord said, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Peace be unto thee who has proclaimed the Holy Gospel.
Glory to thee, O Lord. Glory to thee.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. We are right on the precipice of Great Lent, and so the Gospel, the final Gospel we have as we begin to make this entry, focuses on a couple of things. In particular, it focuses on forgiveness and on fasting. Now, if you read back in chapter 6, which is the chapter we read this from, there are three things that are emphasized: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, all three. And these are really the cardinal virtues that we work on during this period of time. Today in particular, though, fasting and forgiveness. And another thing is that if you see the icon in the center of the church, you'll see poor little Adam and Eve there, poor little creatures huddled together and being dismissed out of paradise. So it's a sort of a parallel thesis that we focus on today as well, and that is our exile from paradise, which is our true home. We're never comfortable away from there, but we have a problem in that living in this creation, the tendency is very easily to make a god of the creation rather than the creator. So this is something we're constantly struggling with, because we want to sort of give our, we wouldn't call it worship, but really when all is said and done, what did the passage say? Where your heart is, you know, there where your treasure is, there will your heart be. And so if our treasure is really in this world completely and not focused on God, then we have a problem. Along comes Lent. It's why the church gives it to us in this way. A tenth of the year that we are encouraged to set aside in order to realize that exile, to begin to do something about it, to enter into much more serious prayer, fasting, and almsgiving during this season. But one of the things that is very clear is that we can't really do that effectively if we don't forgive people in our lives. Now, we can have a zillion reasons for why we shouldn't have to, why this doesn't apply to us for some reason or another. And if it doesn't apply to you, then you won't do it. But you won't have the benefits of it either. This passage, right before where Father Deacon started reading, gives us the Lord's Prayer in the prayer section of it. And this is really the Lord's Prayer for us to do, not his prayer, but ours. And at the very end, he comments on one thing, and that is the line in which he says, "For if you do not forgive your brothers and sisters, God will not forgive you," paraphrased. And so all the prayer, fasting, and almsgiving that we want to do will be absolutely worthless if we don't at least make the effort to forgive people whom we need to in our lives. So we really have to take that seriously. It requires a moral inventory. Sometimes we are lacking forgiveness until we see someone we haven't seen for a while, and there it is, right in our throat. Sometimes we're very aware of people whom we need to forgive and have a difficult time doing it. Sometimes we look at the things that have happened and we think that they're unforgivable. Well, that may be true on a certain level in the sense that they are absolutely bad things. To forgive someone is not to say what happened is okay, it's not a big deal. It probably is a big deal, it's significant. But forgiveness is something that we do in order to be set free from the burden of rancor and ill will and things like that, which we really need to do in order to be set free. It's, to not forgive someone, sometimes we feel that it's our way of punishing them. But it may punish them in a small way, but it really punishes us far more than them, because if we don't give forgiveness, we can't be forgiven. Can you accept that formula? It's hard to, isn't it, on a certain level. But if Netanim, poor guy's right here next to me every time, so I always grab him. But if Netanim wants to stand up and he won't forgive, come on, stand up. Oh, come on, stand up. It's very hard for him to do. But all he has to do is drop that. Let go of it. Process it through prayer or whatever. And then standing up is not so hard. Now, since he's down there in exile, he wants to come back up into paradise. And in order for him to be able to do that, he needs to be able to forgive and to have the freedom to rise again. It's an interesting thing in that we don't think of paradise as being somewhere far away that we'll get to if we behave ourselves or say certain formulas on our fingers or things like that that will come at the end of our lives. But we view paradise as being right here. As a matter of fact, in the Divine Liturgy, we're in the thick of it right now. A friend of mine, Father Stephen Freeman, says that we tend to look at our lives as a three-story house. The basement, well, two-story. The basement is hell. The middle is where we're living now, and the top floor is paradise. But the church doesn't do that. They're all on one level. So we can be living in hell, we can be living in paradise, or we can be somewhere in between, which we usually are, at any given time, but it's all right there. One of the interesting things about the Divine Liturgy, or that's in the Divine Liturgy, is that we go through this listing of things right after the anaphora, right at the end of it, and it says, "We thank thee for all those things which come to pass for us, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection on the third day, the ascension into heaven, and the second and glorious coming." Has that happened? At least not in our Chronos it hasn't happened. But in terms of that victory being won and our ability to enter into that, it is happening all the time in the Lord's time. So paradise is not something that we wait for till the end of our lives, but rather something that if we don't have it in this life, we probably won't have it in the next. Same thing about a hellish experience of life. So this is our opportunity through the combination of these gifts that are given to us of prayer, of fasting, and of almsgiving, to be able to turn away from our worship of the creation in its many forms and to restore our hearts to a worship of the Creator where it really belongs. And there isn't a one of us, I don't believe, maybe there's a few hidden saints out here I'm unaware of at some high level, but almost all of us absolutely need this. I think it's why in the scripture, of course, the Lord was talking primarily to scribes and Pharisees at that time, but he speaks to us as well, and he doesn't say to them, and guys, if you feel like fasting, you know, think about it. He doesn't. What he says is, when you fast, do it this way or that way. And so these things that are given to us are absolutely needed and necessary, helpful. And so I encourage all of you to join me in getting rid of that slight dread that you have about it being Lent again and certain deprivation and that sort of thing, but rather to embrace it, because it's like almost anything in that if you really embrace it and go for it, it isn't so hard. But if you're negotiating it constantly, negotiating fasting, negotiating going to services, things like that, then it becomes very difficult. So do your very best to say yes. Yes, I will. Yes, I'll move forward with this. And I know that God will bless you in your struggles, and that as you enter into the disciplines and the blessings of Lent, that you will most definitely draw closer to paradise. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Thank you. Got your book. I need that red book for the churching, too. Okay, boys, is this the roadblock? It's kind of no limit on cuteness this morning, is it?
Hey, Niels, is this the church in book?
I've already got one down there.
You already got one. Gotta keep better track of that kid.
Blessed art thou, O Lord God Almighty, source of all good things, Son of righteousness, who shineth forth upon them that were in darkness the light of salvation, through the manifestation of thine only begotten Son, our God, who has given unto us unworthy ones blessed purification through hallowed water and divine sanctification, through life-giving chrismation, who now also has been pleased to regenerate thy servant who hath been newly enlightened by water and the Spirit, and grant us unto him remission of sins, both voluntary and involuntary. Do thou thyself, O Master, compassionate King of kings, grant unto him the seal of the gift of the Holy, Adorable, Almighty Spirit, and communion of thy holy body and precious blood of thy Christ. Keep him in thy sanctification, confirm him in the Orthodox faith, deliver him from the evil one and all his machinations, and preserve his soul in purity and uprightness through the saving fear of thee, that he may please thee in every word and deed, and be a son and heir of thy heavenly kingdom. For thou art our God, the God who showeth mercy and saveth. Unto thee do we ascribe glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Oh, there you are. Take your book.
The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Try to get to his chest if we can manage that. There we go. The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Alleluia. As many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Alleluia. As many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Alleluia.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Thou who through holy baptism hast given unto thy servants John Basil, remission of sins, and has bestowed upon him a life of regeneration, do thou thyself, O Master and Lord, be pleased to illumine his heart with the light of thy countenance continually. Keep the shield of his faith unassailed by the enemy. Preserve pure and unpolluted the garment of incorruption, wherewith thou hast covered him, upholding inviolate in him. By thy grace, the seal of the Spirit, showing mercy unto him and unto us, according to the multitude of thy compassion, for blessed and glorified is thy most honorable, majestic name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Master, Lord our God, who through the font bestowest heavenly illumination upon them that are baptized, who has regenerated thy newly enlightened servant by water and the Spirit, and has granted unto him remission of his sins, whether voluntary or involuntary, lay that almighty hand upon him and preserve him by the power of thy goodness. Maintain inviolate the pledge of the Spirit and make him worthy of life eternal of thy favor. For thou art our sanctification. Unto thee do we send up glory, to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Peace be unto us
and to thy Spirit.
Bow your heads unto the Lord.
He who hath put on thee, O Christ our God, bow us all through his head with us unto thee, keeping ever warrior invincible in every attack of those who assail him and us, and make us all victors even unto the end through thy crown incorruptible. For thine it is to show mercy and to save, and unto thee do we send up glory, together with that unoriginate Father and thy most holy and good and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Thou art justified, thou art illumined, thou art sanctified, thou art washed. In the name of the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and of the Spirit of our God. Thou art baptized, thou art illumined, thou hast been anointed with chrism. Thou art sanctified, thou art washed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Master, Lord our God, who has honored man with thine own image and has fashioned him with a rational soul and a comely body, inasmuch as the body serveth the rational soul. For thou didst set the head on high and endowed with the chiefest position of the senses, which nevertheless impede not one another. And thou hast covered the head with hair, that it be not injured with the changes of the weather, and hast fitly joined together all his members, that with them all he may give thanks unto thee, great artificer, thou thyself, O Master, Through thy chosen vessel, the Apostle Paul has given us a commandment that we should do all things to thy glory. Bless now thy servant John Basil, who has come to make a first offering shorn from the hair of his head, and likewise his sponsors, and grant that they may all meditate on thy law and do those things which are pleasing to thee. For a merciful God art thou, and the lover of mankind, and unto thee do we send up glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Peace be unto all.
And to thy spirit.
Bow your heads unto the Lord.
To thee, O Lord.
O Lord our God, who through the fulfillment of the baptismal font by thy goodness to sanctify them that believe on thee, bless this child here present, and let thy blessing descend upon his head. As thou didst bless David the king by the hand of the prophet Samuel, bless also the head of thy servant John Basil by the hand of me a sinner, inspiring him with thy Holy Spirit, as he increases in stature and even unto venerable old age, he may send up glory unto thee and behold the good things of Jerusalem all the days of his life. For unto thee is due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
The servant of God John Basil is shorn in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, take it in your hand. Take it in your hand. There, and then put wax on it. All right. Now burn your hand. Okay, to the back entrance. Bring it back here, please. To the narthex. Kid, marathon here.
She's not going to teach.
Lord God Almighty, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who by thy word has created all things, men endued with speech, and dumb animals, and has brought all things from nothingness into being, we pray thee and implore thee that thou hast saved these thy servants by thy will, purify them therefore of any sin or uncleanliness as they draw near to thy holy church. Make them worthy to partake uncondemned of thy holy mysteries. For thou art our God, unto thee do we ascribe glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. The servant of God, John Basil, is churched in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. He entereth into thy church to worship through thy holy temple. The servant of God, John Basil, is churched in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the midst of thy house shall he sing thy praises. The servant of God, John Basil, is churched in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all peoples, a light of revelation for the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel.
A prosperous life, peace, health, salvation, and furtherance in all good things grant, O Lord, to the newly illumined servant of God, John Basil, and his family, sponsors, and loved ones, and preserve them for many years. Let us say with all our soul, with all our mind, let us say,
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, Almighty, the God of our fathers, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great goodness, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, O God, accept this fervent supplication of thy servants, have mercy on us, according to the multitude of thy mercies, send down thy bodies upon us, O people, with great rich mercy which comes from thee.
Again we pray for this country, its president, for all civil authorities, for the armed forces everywhere.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray for the blessed and ever memorable Holy Orthodox Patriarchs, for the blessed and ever memorable founders of this holy house, and for all our fathers and brethren, the Orthodox, departed this life before us, who here and in all the world lie asleep in the Lord.
Lord, have mercy, Lord.
Again we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, and visitation for the servants of God, the newly illumined servant John Basil, and for all the brethren of this holy house, and for the pardon and remission of their sins.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray for the bestowal of love and mercy upon the suffering Ethiopian people, and for their welfare and good estate.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for those who bring offerings and do good works in this holy and all venerable house, for those who labor and those who sing, and for all the people here present who await thy great and rich mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
For thou art a merciful God, who lovest mankind, to thee do we ascribe glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Pray to the Lord, you catechumens.
Lord God, who dwellest on high, regard us humble hearts.
Let us,
sin
the faithful, pray for the catechumens,
Son,
and the Lord
Christ,
have mercy
upon thy servants,
the
catechumens. But by the next before thee, make them worthy in due time, love, for regeneration, remission of sins, for over and
corruption. That he may reveal to them the gospel of righteousness. That he may unite them to his holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Help them, save them, have mercy on them, and keep them, O God, by thy grace. Bow your heads unto the Lord, you catechumens.
That with us they may glorify thine all honorable, majestic name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us, the faithful, again and again in peace, pray on to the
Lord. Help
us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Wisdom.
For unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Magi paci mirum gospera pomolim sia.
Gospodi pomilum.
Sarasmi spasi pomilui socrani nas Bože Tvoje iu blagodatiu.
Gospodi pomilum.
Yakuda pader javovi, tebius regdur canimi, tebius lava vos alayam, otsui sina suetum adoho, inini i prisno i vo vieki vieko. The one who is bound by desires or pleasure, the flesh is worthy to approach or draw near to serve thee, O King of glory, for the ministry is great and awesome, even of the heavenly powers. Nevertheless, through thine unspeakable and boundless love for mankind, thou hast become man. Yet without change or alteration, thou hast become our high priest, and didst commit to us the ministry of the liturgy of bloodless sacrifice. For thou alone, O Lord our God, rulest over those in heaven and on earth, who art born on the throne of the cherubim, who art the Lord of the seraphim, the King of Israel, Lord, our holy, and dost rest in the saints.
Therefore I entreat thee, O Lord, art good and ready to listen. Look down on me, a sinner, thine unprofitable servant, and cleanse my soul and heart from an evil conscience by the power of the Holy Spirit, enable me and clothe the grace of the priesthood to stand before this thy holy table and perform the sacred mystery of thy holy pure body and precious blood. For I draw near to thee and bow my neck, I implore thee, do not turn thy face away from me, or cast me out from among thy children, but make me thy sinful and unworthy servant, worthy to offer gifts to thee. For thou thyself art he that offers and is offered, that accepts and is distributed, O Christ our God. To thee do we send up glory, together with thy Father, who is without beginning, thine all-holy good and life-creating Spirit, now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Let us mystically represent the cherubim and chant the thrice holy hymn, life-creating Trinity, and lay aside all earthly care, that we may receive the King of all, the cups of more, and triumph the ranks of angels. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Let us mystically represent the cherubim and sing the thrice holy hymn of the life-creating Trinity. Now lay aside our earthly cares.
That we may receive the King of all who comes invisibly warm by the angelic host. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Fathers, please forgive my sins.
May God forgive us all. Please forgive me.
Brothers and sisters, please forgive my many sins.
Beatitude, the most blessed Tikhon, Archbishop of Washington, Metropolitan of all America and Canada, His Eminence, the most Reverend Benjamin, Archbishop of San Francisco and the West, may the Lord God remember in His kingdom always, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Those who are sick, suffering alone, mourning, in need, or despondent, may the Lord God remember each and every one in His kingdom, the clergy, the monastics, the venerable benefactors of this holy temple. May the Lord God remember each and every one in His kingdom, all those who have gone before us, our fathers and mothers in Christ, the great saints and righteous believers who have delivered unto us this saving faith, those who have gone before us whom we love and hold dear, our relatives and loved ones who have reposed, especially the newly reposed servants of God, Elizabeth, Tom, and the Archpriest John. May the Lord God remember in His kingdom you and all Orthodox Christians. May the Lord God remember in His kingdom always, now, and ever, and to ages of ages. Noble Joseph, having taken the most pure body down from the tree, wrapped it in pure linen and spices, and laid it in a new tomb. Tomb with the body, soul, and health, even the cross, was our Christ, bearing all things bright in that any royal chamber. A tomb, O Christ, is the font of our resurrection. Noble Joseph, having taken thy most pure body down from the tree, wrapped it in pure linen and spices, and laid it in a new tomb. Do good, O Lord, thy good pleasure and a sign, and let the walls of Jerusalem be builded. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with the oblation and the whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Remember me, brother, and concelebrant.
The Holy Spirit shall come upon me, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow.
The Holy Spirit shall minister together with us all the days of our life.
Holy
Lord God, remember you in his kingdom, always, now, and ever, into ages of ages. Amen.
Let us complete our prayer unto the Lord. For the precious gifts now offered, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord God Almighty, who on our
Lord
accepts sacrifice
of
praise, those
who fall upon
the
Lord,
accept also
the
prayer of us sinners buried on the holy altar. Enable us to offer thee these gifts and spiritual sacrifices for our sins and the errors of the people. Make us worthy to find grace in thy sight, that sacrifice be acceptable to thee, the good grace of the Spirit
be
dwell upon us,
perfect,
upon these gifts, and upon all thy
sinless,
people.
Let us ask of the Lord.
Grant
an angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Pardon and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord. All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord. That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask. Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life unto Christ our God.
Through the compassions of thine only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed together with thine all holy good and life-creating Spirit, now and ever to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Peace be unto all.
And to thy spirit.
Let us love one another, there with one mind we may confess. The doors in wisdom let us attend.
Christ is in
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Amen.
The only begotten, begotten of the Father
before all ages.
Light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered, and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father.
And he shall come again with glory
to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, I confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world.
balsamic.
Let us stand aright, let us stand with fear. Let us attend that we may offer the holy oblation in peace.
Mercy of peace, a sacrifice of praise.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with thy spirit.
Let us lift up our hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord. It is meet and right to him thee to bless thee, to praise thee, to give thanks unto thee, to worship thee in every place of thy dominion. For thou art God, ineffable, inconceivable, invisible, incomprehensible, ever existing and eternally the same, thou, thine only begotten Son, and thy Holy Spirit. Thou it was who brought us from non-existence into being, and when we had fallen away, didst raise us up again. Didst not cease to do all things, and thou hast brought us up to heaven, and hast endowed us with the kingdom which is to come. For all these things we give thanks unto thee, to thine only begotten Son, and to thy Holy Spirit, for all things of which we know and which we do not, for all the benefits bestowed upon us, whether manifest or unseen. And we thank thee for this liturgy which thou hast deigned to accept at our hands. Though there stand by thee thousands of archangels, hosts of angels, the cherubim and the seraphim, six-winged, many-eyed, who soar aloft and are borne on their wings, singing the triumphant hymn, shouting, proclaiming, and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord of Sabaoth,
heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
With these blessed powers, O Master, who lovest mankind, we also cry aloud and say, Holy art thou, and all holy thou, thine only begotten Son, and thy Holy Spirit. Holy art thou, and all holy, magnificent is thy glory. Who has to love the world is to give thine only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, who when he had come and had fulfilled all the dispensation for us, in the night in which he was given up, or rather gave himself up for the life of the world, took bread in his holy, pure, and blameless hands, and when he had given thanks and blessed it and hallowed it and broken it, he gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, for the remission of sins.
Amen.
And likewise, after supper, he took the cup, saying, Drink ye all of it. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins.
Amen.
Remembering this saving commandment and all those things which have come to pass for us, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection on the third day, the ascension into heaven, the sitting at the right hand, and thy second and glorious coming, thine own of thine own we offer unto thee in behalf of all and for all. Again, we offer to thee this reasonable and bloodless worship, and we ask thee and pray thee and supplicate thee, send down thy Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts here offered. O Lord, who didst send down thy most Holy Spirit the third hour upon thine apostles, him will go to and take not from us, but rather renew him in us to pray unto thee.
Grant me a clean heart, O God, renew a right spirit within me.
Lord, who dost send down thy most Holy Spirit the third hour upon thine apostles, him will go to and take not from us, but rather renew him as superannuant.
Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Lord, you did send down thy most Holy Spirit the third hour upon thine apostle, Simon Goodwin. Take not from us, but rather renew him as superannuant to thee. God, cleanse me, sinner, and mercy me. Cleanse me, sinner, and mercy me. God, cleanse me, sinner, and have mercy on me.
Bless Mass with the bread.
And make this bread to be the most precious body of thy Christ.
Amen. Bless Mass with the Holy Cup.
That which is within this cup to be the most precious blood of thy Christ.
Amen. Bless both Mass.
Making this change by thy most Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Lord God, remember thy sacred diaconate and his kingdom, that they may be to those who partake for vigilance of soul, for remission of sins, communion of the Holy Spirit, fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven, for boldness toward thee, not for judgment nor condemnation. Again we offer unto thee this rational worship for those who have fallen asleep in the faith, forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, and every righteous spirit made perfect in faith, especially for our most holy, most pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary. Holy Prophet, Bernard Baptist, John, the Holy Ghost, the laudable apostles, Peter and Paul, the holy apostles, of our Holy Father David, the bishop whom with memory we keep in the stand of all the saints whose supplication look upon us, remember those deep in hope of resurrection and eternal life, especially Father David, and grant them rest, Lord, the light of thy countenance may shine upon them, and treat you, God, Orthodox, rightly teaches the word of truth, Presbytery, Diaconate, Christ, every order of the clergy. Again, we offer thee this rational worship, the whole world, the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, those who live in chastity and holiness of life, all civil authorities, grant them, Lord, peaceful governance, tranquility, conduct, and policy. Among the first, remember, Lord, his beatitude, our Metropolitan Tikhon, his eminence, our Archbishop Benjamin, grant them for thy holy churches, in peace, safety, honor, health, and length of days, rightly dividing the word of thy truth.
And all
remember, Lord, all those who have asked for our prayers, for Bishops John and Paul, Deacon Mark, Nana Sudia, Sophia, Gabriel, Alwyn, Chapel, Elijah, Greg, Ariana, Lizzie, Eva, Nina, Erica, Amelia, Veronica, Johan, Philippa, James, Nadia, Sadi, Lawrence, Entasar, Saul B., Nancy, Cindy, Scott, Beth, Dana, Matthew, Macrina, Carrie, Isabella, Natasha, Nadezhda, Krista, Kira, the priest Paul, Jessica, John, David, Louis B., John, Sean, Justin, Tom, and Sue, and Celeste, those of recent repose, Peter, Archpriest John, Linda, Oscar Michael, Tom, Elizabeth, and Sarah, those who are with child, Stacy, Jessica, Olga, Calcadon, Monica, and Kathleen, and grant that with one mouth and one heart we may praise thine all honorable majestic name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of eons. And the mercies of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ shall be with you all.
And with thy spirit.
Having remembered all the saints again and again in peace,
unto
let us
thee
pray to
bring our whole life
Lord.
And our hope, O Master, love us mankind, we ask thee and pray thee and supplicate thee. Make us worthy to partake of the heavenly and dread mysteries, the sacred spiritual table, the pure conscience, remission of sins, forgiveness of transgressions, communion of the Holy Spirit, inheritance, kingdom of heaven, boldness toward thee, not for judgment, but for
His divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit, let us pray. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help and save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Yes.
That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord.
Just came on you.
An angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Pardon and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord. All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant his soul.
that we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask. Having asked for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
And make us worthy, O Master, that with boldness and without condemnation we may dare to call upon Thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say,
Tu vieje cart svoj sili i slava od svoj sina i svetoga duha i nini i prisno i vo vijek i vijeko.
Amen.
Glavi vaša Gospode ve preklonitje.
Let us attend.
Holy things are for the holy.
One is holy.
Understood.
One is Lord Jesus Christ.
Broken, divided is the Lamb of God. Broken up, disunited, but never consumed. Sanctified those who partake thereof.
Praise the Lord from the heavens.
Close is the fervor that sins, so it's not more than two of the religious. Amen.
The warmth of the faithful of the Holy Spirit.
Christ is in our midst. Precious and holy body of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, granted unto me the unworthy priest Matthew, admission of my sins and the life everlasting. For I believe, O Lord, and I confess that thou art true to the Christ, the Son of the living God, who has come into Christ, of sinners, of whom I am chief. Moreover, to thy most pure body, and that this is true to thine own precious blood, wherefore I pray thee, have mercy on me, and forgive me my transgressions, involuntary word and indeed, and all of your ignorance, and not save me without condemnation, or take those who are true mysteries of sins and life everlasting. Of thy mystical supper, Son of God, receive it to his communion, for I will not reveal the mystery to thine enemies, nor will I give thee kiss as to news. Like the thief, do I confess thee, remember me, O Lord, in thy kingdom. May the communion of thy holy mysteries be unto me not for judgment or condemnation, O Lord, but for the healing of the soul and body. Deacon, draw nigh. Expression of the holy blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, granted sacred Deacon John the remission of his sins and life everlasting. Behold, this is touched, thou lips, purge thy iniquities and take away thy sins. Tempting to be a chalice kisser, isn't it? Is diabetes.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine. No problem.
God, and with faith and love draw nigh.
Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. God is the Lord and hath appeared unto us.
For I believe, O Lord,
and I confess that thou art truly the Christ, the Son of the living God, who didst come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Moreover, I believe that this is truly thy most pure body, and that this is truly thine own precious blood. Wherefore, I pray thee, have mercy on me, and forgive me my transgressions, voluntary and involuntary, in word and in deed, in knowledge and in ignorance, and vouchsafe me without condemnation to partake of thy most pure mysteries, unto the remission of sins and life everlasting. Of thy mystical supper, O Son of God, receive me today as a communicant, for I will not reveal the mystery to thy enemies, nor will I give thee a kiss as did Judas, but like the thief do I confess thee. Remember me, O Lord, in thy kingdom. May the communion of thy holy mysteries be unto me not for judgment or condemnation, O Lord, but for the healing of soul and body.
Take care of that.
Precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Take it all in. Lick it in. Lick it in. Soul and body and life everlasting. Amen. Sword of God, Moses, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, healing of soul and body and life everlasting.
Partake of the precious and holy body of our Lord God.
Healing of soul and body and life everlasting.
Soul and body and life everlasting.
Amen.
All right.
And I receive the precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. We're not doing jealous kissing.
Benjamin?
Servant God, Pablito, receives the precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. No kiss today.
You're not going to have gone?
Okay. You're done. Thank you. What's your name? What's your name, lad?
Yeah. Amen.
Perfect name. Lord God, Matthew receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. No kissing. Okay, let me see. All right, Servant God, Nicholas receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior, the servant of God, Thank you for noticing.
Servant of God?
Yeah, something like that.
Is it?
Larissa,
and of God?
I think even with the napkin, we've got to be a little careful.
So we've got a friend who sees the precious
God.
Amen.
No, they want to touch each other.
Amen.
If you see a necessity like the little girl,
the servant of God,
Lord God, Veronica, poor picture of Christ,
Amen.
Joseph partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and
Savior Jesus Christ. Sophia receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
And the life everlasting partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins
and life everlasting. Samuel receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, healing of sins and life everlasting.
Partakes of the precious holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ,
remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Herman receives the precious and holy body of the Lord God, the same Jesus Christ, and remission of sins, and unto life
and God, Susanna partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God, and Savior Jesus Christ, and to the
Next time, open your mouth. Servant of God, Alvin receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Saint Jesus Christ, unto remission of sins, and unto life everlasting.
Sovereign God, call our saints to the precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for remission of sins and life everlasting. Son of God, Gerald, receive the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for remission of sins and unto life everlasting. I didn't need it, must happen to her.
I made of God Mary, receive some
most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen. Jesus Christ, for remission of sins and life everlasting.
Servant of God, Mark, receive the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior, precious most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ,
and to life everlasting.
Servant of God, Boris, receive some of his precious body and blood. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Having beheld the resurrection of Christ, let us worship, O Lord Jesus, the only sinless one. We venerate that cross of Christ, and we praise and glorify that holy resurrection. For thou art our God, and we know no other than thee. We call on thy name. Come, all you faithful, let us venerate Christ's holy resurrection. For behold, through the cross, joy has come into all the world. Let us ever bless the Lord, praising his resurrection. For by enduring the cross for us, he has destroyed death by death. Shine, shine, O New Jerusalem, the Lord is upon you. Rejoice, O Theotokos, in the resurrection of your Son, Christ, great and most holy Pascha, wisdom, word, and power of God. Grant that we may more perfectly partake of thee in the never-ending day of thy kingdom. Wash away, Lord, the sins of those remembered here by thy precious blood, and through the prayers of all thy saints. Amen. Okay. Save, O Lord, thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Be thou exalted above the heavens, O Lord, and thy glory above all the earth. Be exalted above the heavens, O Lord, and thy glory above all the earth. Be thou exalted above the heavens, O Lord, and thy glory above all the earth. Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Let us attend, having partaken of the divine, holy, most pure, immortal, heavenly life, creating in us the mysteries of Christ. Let us worthily give thanks unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Asking that the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
For thou art our sanctification, unto thee do we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Let us depart in peace.
In the name of the Lord.
Let us pray to the Lord.
O Lord, who does bless them that bless thee and sanctify those who put their trust in thee, save, O Lord, thy people and bless thine inheritance. Preserve the fullness of thy church, sanctify those who love the beauty of thy house, and forsake not us who put our hope in thee. Give peace unto thy world, to thy churches, to thy priests, to all civil authorities, and to all thy people. For every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from thee, the Father of lights, to thee do we apply. glory, thanksgiving, worship, and praise to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Blessings of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Glory to thee, O Christ God, our hope. Glory be to thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, our true God, who rose from the dead through the prayers of his most pure mother, the holy, glorious, all laudable apostles, of our holy father, Bishop David of Wales, whom we commemorate in this day, the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints who have shined upon our shores, have mercy on us and save us, for he is good and loveth mankind.
Amen. He is the attitude of the most blessed God. Archbishop of Washington, the Metropolitan Hall of America and Canada, His Eminence the Most Reverend Benjamin, Archbishop of San Francisco and the West, the President of the United States of America and all those in authority, the clergy and faithful of this holy temple and all Orthodox Christians, O Lord, reserve them for many.
A prosperous life, peace, health, salvation, and furtherance in all good things grant, O Lord, unto thy newly illumined servant John Basil and his sponsors, family, and loved ones, and preserve them for many years.
We'll just hold our promises, and they'll come by.
And Gabriel,
I mean, you know, it's going to be a struggle for a while.
So
that was the summary, filled with prophets, but it's filled with Father's dispensation, fill hearts with joy and gladness, of a sound ever into ages of ages. Amen. So you've got your chalice. Father Alvin finished his. Is that Father Alvin's?
I finished. The two of them finished.
Father Nicholas finished two chalices. Is that one finished?
Yes.
So you're finishing two. It's good work, Father. I'm impressed.
I'm helping you.
Father Nicholas not losing an inch with age.
Have mercy on me, a transgressor, O merciful one.
Great. For a while, we should use the certificate cups, the little metal ones, like three or four of them. Understand? Yes. The little metal ones, right? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we should use those for time being instead of this. There's a certain logic to it. Flicks of all kind that we may cry. No, that's from Athens. I saw one, I served in a church where they had one of those. Good morning and welcome to everyone. If any of you came a little bit late, you noticed that we weren't kissing icons or not kissing crosses and such. And of course the reason for that is because we're being careful about the virus. The announcements for today, this evening we have the forgiveness service at 6 o'clock. That'll be slightly modified as well relative to touching. I'll go over that before we do it tonight. And then on Monday and Tuesday evening of this week, every morning we have matins, normal time, 5:45. And then the Vespers, Lenten Vespers, followed by the Great Compline with the Great Canon of St. Andrew of Crete on Monday and Tuesday evenings. Wednesday evening, we'll have pre-sanctified, and at the end of the pre-sanctified, we'll have just the Canon of St. Andrew, not the full Compline service. Thursday, no catechesis this week. Start up again next week. Again, Great Vespers, Great Compline, Canon. And then on Friday evening, we have pre-sanctified at 6:30, followed by a meal afterward. Saturday is a big day here. We have matins at 8, liturgy at 9 for St. Theodore the Tyro, commemorating the events in his life. But also we have a Pan-Orthodox choral workshop that's quite large, unless people freak out and don't come. So that starts at 8:30. It'll be in the basement. And we need a couple more volunteers to help out with that. You could talk to, I guess, Irina probably to find out what's needed and where. So
two
if you
people.
Two volunteers if we can help out. That evening at 7, we'll have Great Vespers, but much of that choir will be here, so the choir will probably outnumber the people. And then on next Sunday is Sunday of Orthodoxy. It's a busy day. Little Mr. Otto will be baptized next week. Otto Isaiah, is that right? Isaac? Otto Isaac. I like Otto. And so that will be that morning. Also, the matins at regular time, Divine Liturgy. But remember that we'll be switching over to the Liturgy of St. Basil the Great. And that has those very, very long prayers in it. We'll make a copy of at least the longest of those and put it in the back of the church, copies of it, so you can read it as we go through it if you'd like to. It's a really beautiful prayer. But just be prepared to be in Kyrios, not Kronos, during that liturgy because it goes on for quite a while. And then, let's see, afterward, at the end of the service, there's the procession with the icons and the great Synodicon of the Church from the Eighth Council that will be read at that time. Ruth, you had a question?
Did I change time?
That's right. That's right. And this is the bad daylight savings time. Okay. Are there other announcements I'm missing? Yeah. Yeah, we prefer good cooks, if possible. All right. Anything else that I'm missing? Okay. Yes. Yes. Yeah, she mentioned that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yes.
I know.
Okay, and I think that's all the announcements. The patristic reading for today comes from St. Maximus the Confessor, a good one for heading into Great Lent. Whatever a person loves, they inevitably cling to. And in order not to lose it, they reject everything that keeps them from it. So he who loves God cultivates pure prayer, driving out every passion that keeps him from it. Okay. Yes, two. Yes, yes, I'll be right back. A couple of catechumens. Joshua and Wendy, if you'd come up. Father Alban, can you literally lend me a hand? Okay. Wendy is her name. She hasn't chosen a saint yet. Let us pray to the Lord. In thy name, O Lord God of truth, in the name of thine only begotten Son and of thy Holy Spirit, I lay my hand upon the head of thy servants, Joshua and Wendy, who have been worthy to flee unto thy holy name, to take refuge under the shelter of thy wings. Remove far from them their former delusion. Fill them with faith, hope, and love which are in thee, that they may know that thou art the only true God, with thine only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and thy Holy Spirit. Enable them to walk in thy commandments and to fulfill those things that are well-pleasing unto thee. For if a man and woman do these things, they shall find life in them, inscribe them in the book of life, unite them to the flock of thine inheritance. And may thy holy name be glorified in them, together with that of thy beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and of thy life-giving Spirit. Let thine eyes ever regard them with mercy, and let thine ears attend to the voice of their supplication. Make them to rejoice in the works of their hands, and in all thy generation, that they may render praise unto thee, may sing, worship, and glorify thy great and exalted name always, all the days of their life. For all the powers of heaven sing praises unto thee, and thine is the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Can you turn around now? This is Joshua, and I'm not going to try your last name. You have to do it.
Schmittelkoffer.
There you go. I have a version of it, but it's not very accurate. And this is Wendy Fitzgerald. And Wendy has not chosen a patron saint yet, so Wendy for now. Okay. And Wendy's, being an introvert, is thrilled that you don't get to hug her or shake her hand or anything today. Just come by and welcome her and greet her. Joshua, on the other hand. All right, right over there. Glory to thee, our God, glory to thee, our God, glory to thee, our God.
I thank thee, O Lord my God, for thou hast not rejected me a sinner, but hast made me worthy to be a partaker of thy holy things. I thank thee, for thou hast permitted me, the unworthy, to commune of thy most pure and heavenly gifts. But, O Master, who lovest mankind, who for our sakes didst die and rise again, and gave us these awesome and life-creating mysteries for the good and sanctification of our souls and bodies, let them be for the healing of soul and body, the repelling of every adversary, the illumining of the eyes of my heart, the peace of my spiritual powers, a faith unashamed, a love unfeigned, the fulfilling of wisdom, the observing of thy commandments, the receiving of thy divine grace, and the attaining of thy kingdom. Preserved by them in thy holiness, may I always remember thy grace and live not for myself alone, but for thee, our Master and Benefactor. May I pass from this life in the hope of eternal life, and so attain to the everlasting rest, where the voice of those who feast is unceasing, and the gladness of those who behold the goodness of thy countenance is unending. For thou art the true desire and ineffable joy of those who love thee, O Christ our God, and all creation sings thy praise forever. Amen. O Master Christ our God, King of the ages, maker of all things, I thank thee for all the good things thou hast given me, especially for the communion with thy most pure and life-giving mysteries. I pray thee, O gracious lover of man, preserve me under thy protection, beneath the shadow of thy wings. Enable me even to my last breath to partake worthily and with a pure conscience of thy holy things, for the remission of sins and unto life eternal. For thou art the bread of life, the fountain of holiness, the giver of all good. To thee we ascribe glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Freely thou hast given me thy body for my food, O thou who art a fire consuming the unworthy. Consume me not, O my Creator, but instead enter into my members, my veins, my heart. Consume the thorns of my transgressions, cleanse my soul and sanctify my reasonings. Make firm my knees and body, illumine my five senses. Nail me to the fear of thee, always protect, guard, and keep me from soul-destroying words and deeds. Cleanse me, purify me, and adorn me. Give me understanding and illumination. Show me to be a temple of thy one Spirit and not the home of many sins. May every evil thing, every carnal passion, flee from me as from a fire, as I become thy tabernacle through communion. I offer thee as intercessors all the saints, the leaders of the bodiless hosts, thy forerunner, the wise apostles, and thy pure and blameless mother. Accept their prayers in thy love, O my Christ, and make me thy servant, a child of light. For thou art the only sanctification and light of our souls, O good one, and to thee, our Master and God, we ascribe glory day by day. O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, let thy holy body be my eternal life, thy precious blood my remission of sins. Let this Eucharist be my joy, health, and gladness. Make me a sinner worthy to stand on the right hand of thy glory at thine awesome second coming, through the prayers of thy most pure mother and all the saints. O most holy Lady Theotokos, the light of my darkened soul, my hope, my protection, my refuge, my rest, and my joy, I thank you, for you have permitted me and the unworthy to be a partaker of the most pure body and precious blood of your Son. Give the light of understanding to the eyes of my heart, you that gave birth to the true light. Enliven me, who am deadened by sin, you that gave birth to the fountain of immortality. Have mercy on me, O loving Mother of the merciful God. Grant me compunction and contrition of heart, humility in my thoughts, and a release from the slavery of my own reasonings, and enable me even to my last breath to receive the sanctification of the most pure mysteries for the healing of soul and body. Grant me tears of repentance and confession that I may glorify you all the days of my life. For you are blessed and greatly glorified forever. Amen. Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles and to be the glory of thy people Israel. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. O most holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. From the evil one. From the evil one. Amen. Grace shining forth from your lips like a beacon has enlightened the universe. It has shown to the world the riches of poverty. It has revealed to us the heights of humility. Teaching us by your words, O Father John Chrysostom, intercede before the word Christ our God to save our souls. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You were revealed as a sure foundation of the church, granting all men a lordship which cannot be taken away, sealing it with your precepts, O venerable and heavenly Father, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Steadfast protectors of Christians, constant advocate before the Creator, do not despise the cry of us sinners, but in your goodness come speedily to help us who call on you in faith. Hasten to hear our petition and to intercede for us, O Theotokos, for you always protect those who honor you. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. More honorable than the cherubim and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim. Without corruption you gave birth to God the Word. Truth Theotokos, we magnify you. In the name of the Lord, Father, bless.
Thank you. Well, you know where they are. Father, is there any special light?